From Spark and Anvil and Bugs Camp, this is Beetle in Chapter 1 of the Bugs Camp cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Crawl is a soft, mint green snail kid. She has a cream and mint shell swirl on her back. She carries a tiny lantern on a thin stalk above her head. A magnifying bead hangs at her side on a soft cord.
She lives in the Bug Camp's slow path, a small grassy path that winds gently through the garden. Beetle, the kid's friend at the Bug Camp, brings the kid here to visit Crawl.
This is the slow path. This is where Crawl lives. Watch how she walks.
Crawl is walking very slowly, very slowly. She crawls along the path. A trail of small glowing footprint dots follows her, fading slowly behind her.
As she walks, she looks. She looks up at the underside of leaves. She looks down at the cracks in the dirt. She looks at the bark of a small twig.
There, a small one.
She holds up her magnifying bead. She looks closer. The kid leans in. There, on the underside of a leaf, is a tiny green caterpillar, smaller than a comma on a page.
A small one. I would have walked past if I had been hurrying. Look slow. See more.
That is Crawl's whole gentle teaching. Look slow. See more.
When you look fast, the small things hide. When you look slow, the small things show themselves.
Eyes darting around. Too fast. The tiny things hide. Stop. Look at one thing. Use the magnifying bead. Look longer than feels normal. The tiny things will show themselves.
The kid tries it. The kid stops. The kid looks. They look at a single leaf, the way Crawl did. At first, they see only a leaf. Just a leaf. Then, slowly, slowly, they see more. A tiny vein. A tiny dewdrop near the edge. A tiny brown spot. A tiny something moving on the underside.
There is a tiny bug.
There is. Look slow. See more.
Use the magnifying bead. Crawl unclips the magnifying bead from her side. She passes it to the kid. The kid holds it up to the leaf. The tiny bug becomes bigger. Six tiny legs, two tiny antennas, a tiny pattern on its tiny back.
I can see its legs.
When you slow down, you see more. The bug was always there. You did not see it because you were not looking slow enough. Now you are looking slow. Now you see.
The kid hands back the magnifying bead. The kid keeps looking. They look at a tiny crack in the dirt. They look at a tiny piece of bark. They look at a tiny dewdrop on a tiny spider web.
There is so much.
There is always so much. Most kids only see the big things. The big leaf, the big rock, the big flower. The small things are everywhere, but you only see them if you look slow. The big things show themselves. The small things wait for slow looking.
The kid walks back down the slow path with Crawl. They walk slowly. They stop often. They look. They use the magnifying bead. They see a tiny mushroom, a tiny worm, a tiny pebble, a tiny ant carrying a tiny crumb, a tiny pattern on a tiny shell.
That is the practice. Look slow, see more. You do not have to look at everything. You just have to look at one thing for longer than feels normal. The slow looking finds the small things.
Look slow. See more.
Look slow. See more.
The kid keeps walking the slow path.
Crawl walks with them. The lantern above Crawl's head glows soft and steady. The footprint dots fade gently behind them. The garden hums with small things, all of them visible now to a kid who is looking slow.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to next generation science standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.